Hello, everybody. Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I've been looking a lot at my bookshelf lately because I have a lot of books on photography. And sometimes I get asked, what's a good book to start with if you're a photographer? What book do I return to over and over again for inspiration? How do I really use my library as a resource? So I thought I'd do a two-part series this week and then next week on books that I think every photographer should have on their bookshelf. And I went through the bookcase and I really tried to pull out books from a variety of different genres. So having done landscape photography, street photography, fashion, portraiture, whatever it is, I'm inspired from a lot of different types of photographers. So I've gone through the bookshelf and I've tried to pull out different books from different genres and different types of photography and bring them in and really try to give a well-rounded sense to the library. I've also tried to combine some books that are really, you know, inspirational. Some are more about the understanding of photography. So one of the things you won't find is a series of books here about like how to use Photoshop or how to use Lightroom. Some of the books have techniques and concepts intermingled into them, but there's not really a definitive set of books here about how to learn something technical about your camera or about your workflow. Several weeks ago, I picked up a book off my shelf from Galen Rowell, who's a wonderful and talented photographer who passed away a number of years ago in a plane crash with his wife on the way from San Francisco back to their home in Bishop. Galen had been a photographer for decades and was really an amazing writer as well. And he wrote a number of small essays for a number of different magazines, Outdoor Photography, Outdoor Photographer. And I really think in his book, he talks a lot about, in these small essays, about the importance of visualization, imagery, how we learn to see, how we learn to create, and how a lot of the technical issues we have are somehow informed by some of those concepts and some of those processes that we don't necessarily understand. And so the book's a great combination of really looking at a little bit about technique, a lot about seeing, visual understanding, and it's also slanted towards a little bit more on the outdoor photography, wildlife aspect, because that's where Galen focused most of his career. But the essays are really short. They're usually 2 to 3 pages long. They were oftentimes printed for magazines, and they're just collected up here. But a wonderful read, really gifted writer. And I think that book has had more influence on me than a lot of other books I've ever read and owned. The next book is Magnum Contact Sheets, which is edited by Kristen Libben. There's about 120, 125 Magnum photographers in there, from Robert Capa to Barbie to Alex Soth. And what's great about Magnum Contact Sheets is you get to see the contact sheet, and then you get to see the image that was selected off that contact sheet for publication. And what's amazing about that is it really helps us start to understand how photographers see and what actually came out of some of these iconic photographs. Were they photographs that just happened and there was a one and done kind of moment? Was there a building of a scene? Was there a building of a series of images? And did the photograph actually emerge over time as the photographer worked the scene? The other part that I absolutely love about that book is that you get to sit down and be the editor of the work, and you get to decide, was that the right image? If you were the photo editor, if you were the photographer, would you have picked the same image off the contact sheet? I think it's hugely informative to our own understanding and seeing. And I also think it's really informative to help us understand that art is subjective, and what we sometimes select in our own edits are things that somebody else may not select in their edit. The third book is The Americans by Robert Frank. Robert received a Guggenheim Fellowship in 1955, and so in 1955 and 1956, he traveled the country photographing the daily life of everyday Americana, from race relationships to life and death, motorcycle gangs, the wealthy, the poor, kind of covered the whole gamut. The book was originally published in France, and we just recently had the 50-year anniversary of that book, and it was republished. One of the interesting things about it is it's been redone a couple of times. In this latest version, Robert went back and made a few edits and a few changes and recropped a few images to kind of achieve the effect he wanted and the story he wanted to tell in this look of the Americanas. And with his ongoing age, this might be the last time we actually see him edit and work with that work. But the thing about the Americans is that it became one of the most influential photographic books for an entire generation, influencing pretty much every photographer and street photographer and documentary photographer since the 50s. The introduction was written by Jack Kerouac, so there's a wonderful, wonderful introduction to the nostalgia and subtleties and nuances that show up in Frank's work, which was unlike anything we'd ever seen before in photography. The next book is Road to Scene by Dan Winters. I had the pleasure of meeting Dan this year. Amazing, wonderful, wonderful human, so gracious, so supportive of the arts and photography, and he's so, so creative. And this book is, it's probably 600 pages, 550 pages. I have it on my nightstand. I like to flip through it and read 5, 6, 8 pages every day, because it's really a kind of a chronological journey of how Dan's way of experiencing photography came about. It covers key moments and photographers through his life. It talks about philosophy. There's visual literacy. There's education. There's all sorts of aspects of photography that are in there. And it's just such a great book. It's so rich with visual imagery. And Dan is such a great writer and such a great storyteller that it's definitely worth having on the bookshelf. The next book is Gregory Heisler's 50 Portraits. Greg is such an amazing portrait photographer. He is so gifted at connecting with people and transmitting such emotion through portraits and such story through his portrait work. And in this book, he basically breaks down these 50 portraits into little mini chapters or mini books. And he tells you a lot behind what went on in the creation of that portrait beyond the technical. There's technical things there, and you can actually look up at the end of the book all the settings and things like that. But each portrait, you get a really deep insight into how the portrait was created in his state of mind and what the actual experience was like. So it's something that you don't get to see a lot in portrait photography with that much detail and that much information. And Greg is an amazing writer as well. So super, super great book to have there. The next books are from Henri Cartier-Bresson. And I was trying to decide between one or two or three because he's got a couple of really great ones. One of which is The Decisive Moment, which is a republication of a book, the original version most people couldn't afford, by Simon & Schuster when it originally came out. But they republished the book that came out this February in 2015. And it is kind of the essential retrospective of Cartier-Bresson's work at the time. And it's The Decisive Moment that comes beautiful in a beautiful dust jacket with a Matisse painting on the cover. And it's really a look at the photographs that Cartier-Bresson thought really illustrated the decisive moment and the greatest work of his career. So that moment when all forms of composition and timing come together to create great visual imagery and tell an amazing story. This is really kind of the book that illustrated that concept, you know, for him. The other book he has is called The Mind's Eye, which is a collection of very short essays. You can read this book very quickly. It's not very long, not very technical. It's just kind of a collection of writings. You can find the writings in other places. But I would say between those two, you know, if you get The Decisive Moment in The Mind's Eye, you can really get some clarity into how Cartier-Bresson thought about photography, how he thought about his work, and how he carried on with things. The next book is by Alex Soth and Francisco Zarnot, and it's titled Ping Pong Conversations. And it's a conversation between Alec and Francisco about photography and different types of photography. And it's just an interesting look at one of the great photographic critics and one of the great magnum photographers of our time talking about photography and its meaning and essence. And it's definitely worth book worth having on the bookshelf. The next book is by Walker Evans and James Agee, which is Now Let Us Praise Famous Men. This started off originally as an article for Fortune magazine during the Great Depression era. And Walker and James went down and spent time with the Burroughs family, who were sharecroppers down in the South. And they were to tell the story of kind of the essence of poverty and how these sharecroppers survived. And it was what makes the book so important for photography. It's one of the first times we see documentary photography and the combination of text together in a really significant and meaningful way. So this created a whole new genre in the way of photography as storytelling in a way that had never been done before, where we have the story of Walker's photographs overlaid with the text from James Agee's work in a really, really impactful way. It's also a really interesting look at a time in our history from a very intimate, personal standpoint. They gained a lot of trust to the Burroughs family, and so we got to look really at the despair and depression that was going on at that time. The next two books are really much more psychological and heady in content. I think everybody should actually read them if you're a photographer. They're a little dense to get through. The first one is On Photography by Susan Sontag, written in the 1970s, and it's really her thoughts and reflections on photography as it was going on at that time. So we have to remember the context of Watergate, Vietnam, the civil rights movement, feminism, all those components coming together in the late 60s and 70s, and her then looking at photography as an art and as a medium, and what is it capable and able to do? One of the really interesting insights that she has in there, she talks about the predatory nature of photography and how photography and the words we use to describe taking photographs, we take, we capture, we shoot, and it's got this notion of a predator and prey kind of connotation, just really kind of gives you some interesting things to think about. The other book that's kind of in the same vein is Camera Lucida by Roland Barthes. What Roland did in this book was really spend a lot of time trying to think about why do certain photographs appeal to him and certain photographs don't. What is it about the nature and content, composition, structure, meaning, all these different kind of psychological elements of a photograph of why one works and one doesn't. And he was really trying to write it as a almost autobiographical discussion with himself. So it rambles in spaces and it's a very, he was academic. He taught at universities. So it's a little bit more on the academic writing side, but still a really interesting, interesting book. The final book, which is one I've been referring to a lot lately, is called Perception and Imaging by Richard Zakia. And this book is an interesting look at the psychology, sociology of how we actually create images. It's how do we actually go about understanding color, form, and structure from a little bit more scientific standpoint, why we react certain ways this way we do things. And it kind of is just some ways to help understand why photographs actually work. And there's also a great chapter in there about different ways of creating meaning and understanding for criticism of work, whether on your own or through group efforts. So this is kind of part one of our look at some books. There's a lot of books, a lot of ways you can learn about photography, and I didn't want to go on too long, so I decided to break it into two. So you can also find on the website under the podcast show notes, you'll be able to find links to all of these books. So if you're interested in going to picking them up from Amazon, you can absolutely do that. I hope you have a great week behind the camera, and I'll see you next time where you get the second set of books for the list. Have a great week.